This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, if it's not Roger Stone joining us now. Roger Stone is usually my co-host on the War Room, which runs 3 to 6 p.m. Central. Roger will be hosting the War Room today, but Rob Dew will be stepping in, fulfilling my host duties. But Roger, you're about to host the fourth hour. What is on your mind as we come back from Christmas vacation?
Well, what a great, great Christmas it was, Owen, and my very best Christmas wishes for you, and the entire InfoWar crew. President certainly ended up on an extraordinary high at the end of this holiday season. The tax cut combined with the systematic exposure of the partisan nature of the witch hunt against him by Robert Mueller, I think, has left the president in extraordinarily strong position. Shockingly, I saw a piece on the Hill today from my old Watergate nemesis, Carl Bernstein. And Carl Bernstein says, no, no, it's not the FBI that's corrupt. It's Donald Trump that is corrupt. Now, this is, of course, the same Carl Bernstein who, as part of the Woodward-Bernstein duo at the Washington Post, ignored his partner's naval intelligence background, ignored his partner's deep ties to the White House Chief of Staff, General Al Haig, who, very much like General Michael Kelly, is sleepwalking the 37th president to who sleepwalked the 37th president towards the gallows. Same Carl Bernstein, who, of course, ignored the fact that we now know, and he knew then, that the Watergate special prosecutors were communicating with Judge John Sirica in the Watergate trial, which was both illegally inappropriate and would have tainted that trial. Had we known that at the time and known that the trial of the Watergate burglars and their appeal was fixed in advance, well, there would have been no Watergate. There would have been no Nixon resignation. But today, Carl Bernstein ignores the extraordinary evidence that we saw last week, Owen. The tweets, the emails, the campaign contributions from Mueller's quislings to Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama.
The text messages.
Quite extraordinary. Bernstein was blind then. He appears to be blind today.
Well, wait a second, Roger. The story says, guys, pull the story back up on the Hill, because I need to make sure that I have this headline correct. The headline is, Carl Bernstein, FBI isn't tainted, Trump's presidency is. I mean, Roger, it was obviously Trump that covered up the JFK assassination. So it's obviously Trump that's tainted. Trump was the one that covered up the truth about the JFK assassination. That was Trump. Oh, wait a second. That was the FBI, and Trump released those documents. Oh, I'm sorry, Carl Bernstein. You're just another libtard.
Well, this is extraordinary. The FBI financed and promulgated the phony Trump dossier, which was used incredibly as the rationale for the FISA court warrants that authorized the surveillance of Donald J. Trump and his campaign apparatus. This makes Watergate pale in comparison. Using the state apparatus, using the taxpayer-financed surveillance capabilities of the U.S. government to spy on one's political opponents, well, that's what Watergate was supposedly all about, but at least the Nixon operation used misguided outside forces. In this case, we have perverted the government for an illegal operation. You're on the Alex Jones Show. I'm with my colleague Owen Scheuer, and we will be right back.
body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's simply incredible to me that people will publish stories that are 100% wrong. And not just the stories they publish being wrong. The truth is the exact opposite of what they're saying. I mean, this has always been the way with CNN and MSNBC. If they say one thing on those channels, you just assume the opposite is true. But it's just like this. Paul Krugman, New York Times, says 2017 was the worst for America, even though it was like the best. Carl Bernstein says Trump is tainted, not the FBI. It was the FBI that covered up the assassination of JFK. President Trump was the one that released the documents. So these people present to you news and stories that is not just completely inaccurate. It is, in fact, the exact opposite of the truth. So here is the libtard, Carl Bernstein, saying Trump is tainted, not the FBI, even though we have all the evidence to the contrary.
Everybody else is the issue here, not Donald Trump and his actions or those around him. The key word in all of this that he keeps using is tainted. There's only one institution that really has been tainted through these months, and that is the Trump presidency. It's tainted by the president's lies, by his disrespect for American institutions operating under the law, with traditional American democracy and the instruments thereof. He's contemptuous of those instruments. And what we're seeing in these constant attacks, which are undermining, indeed, confidence in the legitimate institutions of our government, which are trying to do their job. If the president is confident in his investigation is going to end very soon, and with him being exonerated, he ought to welcome all this instead of attacking constantly. He's doing a grave disservice to our democracy. And the really awful thing is that Republicans, particularly in Congress, but also an awful lot of the Republican, quote, establishment and voters are going along and enabling him to make these claims and make everything the issue, but what really happened here, and has our democracy been, and our elections, been undermined with some cooperation from the Trump campaign, from members of his family, from the president himself? The answer might be no. He ought to welcome the answer if indeed things are as he claimed.
What an unabashed liar. Roger, if I was on that set, it would take every ounce of my integrity not to sock him right in the face.
You know, the funny thing, Owen, is I know Carl Bernstein, and I kind of like him. I mean, he's actually a pretty decent guy to have a beer with and kind of joke around. He's not a bad guy. But in this case, I'm really disappointed because Bernstein in the past has been a guy who has been willing to go where the facts lead him. He wrote a terrific piece for Rolling Stone some 15 years ago about the Central Intelligence's co-opting and getting into using mainstream media and paying mainstream media reporters. In this case, he seems to be antithetical to the facts. He should go where the facts lead. And the facts show that the FBI has very, very sadly, been politicized, and their mission has been corrupted. So disappointment rather than anger at Carl Bernstein, because frankly, he knows better. The old Carl Bernstein would have been writing about the corruption of the FBI, not helping poo-poo it and cover it up.
You know, I'm glad that you brought me back down to earth by saying that, Roger, because, you know, when we talk about these political things and people just spout out lies, I mean, again, this is why people are like, well, why do you get so mad? They're lying. I mean, this guy's just lying, and then people actually believe it. I mean, why do you think, let me ask you, you know Carl, you say he's a nice guy, you guys go out and have a good time. I believe that that's true. We're all human at the end of this. So what motivates him to, I mean, does he really believe what he's saying?
Well, it has to be, at this point in his career, a political point of view. But one cannot look at the stunning evidence that we saw regarding Peter Strzok, regarding the corruption of the FBI, and just write it off as meaningless. Look, we saw this theme from Brian Stelter last week when he said Trump is undermining law enforcement and he's undermining respect for our law enforcement institutions. No. What he's doing is criticizing people who have burrowed their way into law enforcement and have corrupted that process. There's a very substantial difference. They're trying to cloak themselves in the credibility of the FBI and the credibility of the CIA. You see John Brennan, the former CIA director, trying to do this constantly. But the sad fact is those institutions have been politicized, and they no longer stand for the rule of law. They have been engaged in a massive corruption of our electoral process and the cover-up of massive crimes. It's very, very sad, in my opinion. You know, the other thing on my mind today is the fact that I predicted last week on the Alex Jones Show and on the War Room that the special counsel, Mr. Mueller, will seek to get the upper hand again in his epic battle to take down the president through the indictment of a member of the president's immediate family, his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Now, we know that General Mike Flynn, who I believe is a great patriot and who I know for a fact continues to be 100% supportive of the Trump administration and this president and his mission, has testified that a senior member of the presidential transition instructed him to reach out to the Russian ambassador to set up a meeting. Let me stress that the action by General Flynn in reaching out to the ambassador is entirely legal, is within the scope of General Flynn's responsibilities as the National Security Advisor. Now, if that was not the president who gave that instruction, but a senior member of the presidential transition, the only senior member of the transition who would have that authority would be Mr. Kushner. Now, whether Mr. Kushner has dissembled about that or whether he's been tricked into denying it in the many hours of interrogation that he's had from both the FBI and the Senate and House committees, we don't know. But I could see a scenario in which Mueller seeks to get the upper hand again by bringing a process indictment against Kushner as he had against General Flynn. To me, this would be the perfect opportunity now, while the president is on a political high, to pardon both General Flynn, a great patriot, and his son-in-law, who in this case I think has done nothing wrong, and put Mueller back on his heels. That is both my prediction and my wish. Today, earlier today, the president's, General Flynn's brother, Joseph Flynn, called for the president to pardon Michael Flynn, again, a great patriot. So I say, from Joe Flynn's mouth to God's ear.
Well, and I do believe that there was a moment where Trump was addressing members of the press where he kind of floated the idea out there about thinking about pardoning Mike Flynn. He obviously didn't want to commit to it. But, you know, the reason why they're so upset with President Trump is the alphabet bureaucracies don't like the fact that they can't put out misinformation and lies without Trump addressing it on Twitter. They don't like that. They like to be able to lie to the public and not have the president set the record straight. So they don't like that. Then on the other end of it, in the media, they don't like the fact that Trump is pushing back. I think that that's honestly what bothers the Carl Bernsteins in the media, the fact that they'll say something or report something inaccurate, and then Trump goes on Twitter or does a presser and he says, no, that's fake news. No, you're fake news. You're fake news, Jim Acosta. I think that that's, they don't want President Trump to push back. They just want to be bullies without any pushback.
That's why it's absolutely essential the president never give up his Twitter feed and never be talked out of not tweeting from the heart. I'm Roger Stone with my co-host Owen Scheuer. We're on the Alex Jones Show, and we'll be right back.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dentists, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Want revenge on the Comet Housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and racing and guarding the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone with you. Breaking through the lies and misinformation of the mainstream media, which has never been more apparent than it is, well, than it was in 2017. And that it is now. All you have to do is look at the clear bias in the media coverage of Trump. You can compare that to presidents in the past. Oh, wait, no, you can't, because there's never been anything like it. And, you know, that's a story, Roger, that kind of gets lost in translation. I mean, you look at the numbers. There's never been a president get as much media coverage. It's not even close. In fact, the negative coverage of President Trump probably doubles any coverage of any prior president.
No, you're exactly right, Owen. I think these things have to be seen in some context. Let's look at some of the things that said by our previous about our previous presidents. Andrew Jackson. He was vulgar. He was crude. He was outrageous. He was a brawler, considered today one of our greatest presidents. Theodore Roosevelt. He was an egomaniac. He was a braggart. He was a lightweight. He was outrageous. Oops, once again, one of our greatest presidents. See, Donald Trump doesn't fit the mold of the career politician. He's not a guy with a wet finger in the wind trying to find out what to say in order to be popular. He speaks from the heart. He speaks from the gut. He speaks from instinct. He doesn't take polls to find out what he should and should not be saying. And so far, he's going to be one of our most successful presidents. We've already seen a record stock market. Unemployment at all-time lows. The housing market in one of the greatest booms of all time. The libtards don't want to admit it, but he's on his way to an easy reelection. And those who are wringing their hands about the 2018 elections are way premature. The 2018 elections are not tomorrow. They're well over a year from now. And I predict a Republican triumph if the president sticks to his current agenda. Oh, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the fact that we have extended all of the New Year's specials at the InfoWars store. And these will run through the end of the year with free shipping. You can put your best foot forward and spend less and achieve all of your New Year's resolutions with some of these incredible products. We're talking about Myco ZX back in stock now at 25% off. Super Male Vitality at 50% off. Silver Bullet, I think the very best silver colloidal product out there at 67% off. My all-time favorite, Brain Force Plus. Get a case of this and give it to your favorite libtard. They need it more than we do. This stuff, for me, I don't know about you, but for me, it gives me mental clarity, gives me mental energy, helps me work another 5-6 hours a day. Brain Force Plus at an extraordinary 50% off now. Alpha Power, which I really think melds the best of the old and the new, some of the most ancient and effective Chinese herbs, melded with some of the very best cutting-edge natural substances today for a formula that gives you peak performance, both physical and mental. Alpha Force at 50% off. So these are just some of the extraordinary sales now. Alex Jones has decided to extend these incredible prices through the end of the year. Folks, help yourself. Help us pay for the war room and the incredible expansion we're having here at InfoWars by going to the InfoWars store now. You can help us, and you can help the fight for freedom and truth by doing your shopping at the InfoWars store today.
You know,
Owen,
it's funny, Roger, because I was just thinking the other day, I ran out of hand soap, and I was like, oh, I got to go to the store and get new hand soap. And I was like, wait a second, we sell hand soap. We sell household items now. So when you think about hand soap and shampoo when you run out, think InfoWarsStore.com instead of going to the grocery store. That's another way you can support us. It's something that we don't talk about enough.
Well, and the auto ship function I really found to be excellent because, frankly, I'm so busy that I forget to reorder. And I got caught short without brain force on a long trip. I had to give a couple of speeches, and frankly, it was difficult. So I really like the auto ship function. That way, you're never without these products. And frankly, using them consistently will give you the very best result. So I really urge folks to use the auto ship function on the InfoWars store site. Oh, and I gave an interview to C-SPAN last Friday, which ran the Sunday in their Newsmakers program, where I reiterated the claims that I've made here on the Alex Jones Show, that I firmly believe that the two-party duopoly that have run this country into the ground, the elites of both parties, if they are unsuccessful in undermining and removing this president, through the special counsel process of Robert the Executioner Mueller, they will move to a 25th Amendment strategy. Now, I admit that that may be hard to believe today because the president ended the year or is ending the year on such an incredible high, having jammed through his historic tax cuts, which I believe will turbocharge this economy. And with the partisanship and the naked mentality of Mueller's hit squad now revealed for all Americans to see, do not underestimate the deep enmity that the ruling elite who have run this country in the ground have for this president and his politics. I believe they will be back on his throat like a pack of hyenas in 2018. And I do believe that the president will persevere. Once again, I call for the appointment of a special prosecutor in the Uranium One matter. Far more effective than firing Mueller and allowing the mainstream media to whip up a hysteria about a cover-up, the president should demand that the attorney general appoint a special prosecutor in the matter of Uranium One. That would once again bring Mr. Mueller, Mr. Comey, Mr. McCabe, and Mr. Rosenstein under federal investigation for their own crimes in the cover-up of Uranium One and the sale of 20% of our strategic uranium reserves to a company controlled by the Kremlin. You talk about Russian collusion, folks? There it is. Hillary Clinton and her husband and the entire Obama Justice Department up to their hips in collusion with the Russians to steal that important commodity.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see if they want to push this narrative on through the midterms, Roger, because what we're seeing right now is that the GOP is seeing record funding. So the GOP is getting all this funding. So does that mean they're going to support the candidates that aren't career politicians that want to go along with Trump's agenda? Or are they just going to put in a bunch of rhinos and try to bury those that want to go along with Trump's agenda? That's going to be an interesting story to watch. But if they continue to push the Russian narrative and a new Congress gets in that's behind Trump, well, look out, Hillary Clinton.
Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product in InfoWar InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. I'm your co-host, Roger Stone, here sitting in for the great Alex Jones with my colleague, Owen Schroyer. Normally, you can see us both on the War Room, which I usually join at 5 o'clock Eastern. Today, we'll go right into the War Room, but sitting in for Owen today will be my colleague, Rob Dew. You know, Owen, nothing I have ever done on InfoWars has had the reaction that we got last week from our visit to a gun range there in Austin, Texas, where I had the privilege of shooting some of the most extraordinary firearms that I have ever seen. the libtards' brains literally exploded into a pink mist over this, with claims, falsely, that we were in some way advocating violence or insurrection. Just the opposite is true. We do not advocate either. We will, however, defend our families. We will defend our Constitution. It's, as you know, it's Antifa who advocates violence. It's Antifa who wears black masks on their faces. We believe in peace. We believe in law and order. But we are not patsies. Now, last night, I took my family to a local Italian eatery here in the Fort Lauderdale area where I was confronted by punks telling me that I was the most despicable human being on the face of the planet. This happens virtually every single day when libtards feel that they can invade your personal space. On my flight from Austin to New York City the other day, I was trying to doze only to be awoken when somebody who had a camera right in my face once again insisting that I was a despicable human being because I stand up for our president and for our Constitution, and I speak out about against the deep state and their efforts to convert this country to a non-democratic gulag. No, I'm not going to be silenced. I'm not going to be threatened. I'm not going to be intimidated by your threats. But once again, we are not the ones who advocate violence. We renounce violence. I'm proud of my friendship with this president. I'm proud to stand with him, and I will continue to speak out against the illegitimate efforts to take him out, either through some illicit, trumped-up process charge by Mr. Mueller or by a deep state takedown under the 25th Amendment.
Roger, I'm actually glad that you told that story because I want to provide an example on the other end of the spectrum. I went out for dinner last night and a group of young gentlemen came up to me who were Trump supporters and InfoWars fans. And shockingly, unlike your experience, they were polite. They were kind. They shook my hand. We had a friendly conversation, and instead of just shoving a camera in my face, they asked if they could take a picture with me, and I obliged. So that's amazing, the difference between the anti-Trumpers and the Trumpers. I mean, all you have to do is just look at their character, look at how they treat the fellow human being, and you can see who the real scum is.
No, you're absolutely right, Owen. I find it to be about a 50-50 experience. In other words, when I went to Home Slice, one of my favorite spots in Austin the other day for a quick pizza in between breaks on InfoWars, I was approached by a group of folks, mixed men and women, young people who are big InfoWars fans, wanted a selfie. They were polite. They were complimentary. It was a great experience. They said, tell Alex Jones how much we love him. Tell Owen Schroyer how much we love him. No, we've got our fans out there. There's no question. I find it that it's geographic. If you're in New York City, you're going to find more loudmouths and more scumbags. If you're in Austin, Texas, other parts of Texas, you're going to find more patriots. But there's no excuse for lack of manners. There's no excuse for the rudeness and the name-calling. But as I have said, as one of Stone's rules, the only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about. And it is better to be infamous than never be famous at all.
Well, you know, Roger, the thing that doesn't get talked about enough is just by publicly supporting Trump or publicly voicing your conservative political ideologies, you're hated, you're scorned, you're dehumanized. And I don't think people understand that. I didn't get into political media so that people would hate me. I didn't get into political media so that people would be looking out for me and to try to bring me down. No, I got in it because I have political ideas and I have conservative beliefs. But just like you said, when you run into, you know, conservatives or fans of ours, it's always a love fest. We're always getting along. Everyone's smiling, having a great conversation. When you run into a libtard or Antifa or a Trump hater, it's always hate. They're always cursing. They're angry. They're violent. And so this is what I don't understand. I was telling this story earlier. I don't know if you heard it, but I was back in town in St. Louis over Christmas break, and I had some friends that I hadn't seen in a long, long time. But they know what I do now, and they're like, man, Owen, what happened to you? You used to be so happy. You used to be so cool. You used to be smiling and friendly and nice. And well, now you're just this hateful fearmonger full of anger and rage. And I'm like, wait a second. No, I'm not. I'm the same guy I've always been. They're the ones that are filled with hate and rage. And this is the key that I discovered, Roger. And this is what they don't understand. I have such a capacity for love, and I love fellow humans so much that when I see my fellow human under attack, whether it be the poison in the water, whether it be with abortion, whether it be with the vaccines, see, now you're attacking something I love. That's an instinct to get fired up about that. That doesn't mean we're hateful or angry. That means we have a defense of something we love. We're not driven by hate. We're driven by love. They're genuinely driven by hate of Donald Trump. They're driven by hate of Alex Jones. And they're driven by hate of our political ideologies. The left, the Democrat Party, has become the biggest hate group in the history of this country.
No, I think that's absolutely true. I must tell you, prior to 2016, I had many, many friends who were Democrats, many professional Democrats, many friends in the media who I did not see eye to eye with. And in all cases, those relations were respectful and cordial. I had friends at CNN. I got along pretty well with Anderson Cooper and Brian Stelter and others there. But I've seen the deterioration of that, and it's not because of us. It's because of them. There is a new militancy, a new outrage on the left where they just cannot accept the results of the last election. Look, this is really, really simple. The election's over. You lost. We put up with 8 years of Barack Obama. I didn't like the Obama presidency. I didn't like the Obama policies. But I realized the elections had been taken and were over and that we lost, probably because we nominated two extraordinarily weak candidates. What you can't fathom today is their inability to accept the results of the last election. I saw Hillary Clinton's photo today. She looks like she's gained about 50 pounds since the election. Looks to me like she can't accept the results either, Owen.
Yeah, and she's got, you know, a boot on her foot walking around. People have rumored that that might be some ankle brace bracelet, you know, because she's, you know, on house arrest or she can't leave the country or whatever. I don't know if any of that's true, but, you know, she was never healthy, Roger. I mean, she's been sickly ever since this for years now. I mean, she's got holes in her tongue. She can't stop coughing. She coughs up little green goblins into a cup. She falls over and faints. You know, she looks like, oh, the balloons in the sky. Oh, you know. So, I mean, yeah, Hillary Clinton, that's what it is. You're always attracted to something similar to you. Hillary Clinton is a sick, corrupt individual, so of course all the sick, corrupt individuals in society would gravitate towards Hillary Clinton. It actually makes sense.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Alex Jones Show.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw.
Owen, welcome back. We're here on the Alex Jones Show with my colleague Owen Schroyer. And one thing Owen and I are going to do together in the new year is to bring more and more young, dynamic, conservative congressional candidates to the public consciousness. It was Owen Schroyer who discovered hard-charging Omar Navarro challenging Maxine Waters in California's 39th District. We had Carla Spaulding challenging Deborah Wasserman Schultz in the Fort Lauderdale District in Florida. We are going to be interviewing Joy Villa, who is, I think, best known as the singer-entertainer who wore a Make America Great dress to the Grammys. Now, she has emerged as one of the most effective and articulate proponents of this president and his reform agenda. She has announced her intention to seek a congressional seat in the state of Florida. I expect an announcement from her early next year. But she was in the news this past week because she has filed a complaint with the D.C. Metropolitan Police claiming that former campaign manager for Donald Trump, Corey Lewandowski, sexually assaulted her specifically slapping her on the rump at a public party at the Trump Hotel in Washington, D.C. As I understand the media reports, an inebriated Lewandowski approached her, was introduced by a mutual friend, whereupon he smacked her on the bottom. She asked him to stop, and then he smacked her again. Now, we have a clip of Mr. Lewandowski and his response, and in all fairness, let's roll that so that he can have his say here as well.
Senator Joy Zilla, a Trump supporter, filed a sexual assault complaint against former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski. Zilla claims that she was assaulted at a party at the Trump International Hotel in Washington last month. Joining us now is Corey Lewandowski. And Corey, of course, I'd like to have your response to Zilla's accusations.
Well, Charles, I think as someone who's been through this, you understand that there is a due process, and there is a process which they will go through to determine a person's innocence, which I think you've been through, and you understand it and you respect it.
Yeah, I think everyone understands and respects it, in this, but a lot of people are wondering why someone who is so close to President Trump, as you are, someone who has been rooting for President Trump like Joy has, motivate her. What do you think is motivating her with these accusations where she says she has at least two witnesses?
You know, Charles, that's a question for her. I'm not here to speak for Joy. What I am here to do is to speak for me. And what I am going to do is to let the process play forward, just as you did when you were accused of sexual harassment in your own case.
There you have it, Corey Lewandowski's response. Now, I think it is important to know that Joy Villa has two witnesses, and it is my understanding the D.C. Metropolitan Police have obtained the security camera footage from that night at the Trump Hotel. So, indeed, let's let the process go forward. I'm a believer in due process. But I must say, I believe Joy Villa. I have found her to be an articulate and a vivacious a proponent of the president's agenda. I think that her support for the president is most valuable, and we'll be covering both sides of this story. Owen?
Well, I got a couple things to say here. Let me just start with the sexual assault allegations. Now, I'm not talking about this individual case. I'm just saying in general. Is slapping someone on the butt once really sexual assault? I mean, is this really something that needs to go to court? I guess you can ask that women that. But if a woman slapped me on the butt a couple times because she was drunk, I wouldn't be thinking about a lawsuit. You've got stories where women are saying, Trump asked me for my phone number. So, I mean, we're really skating on a thin line here, I think, with what is sexual assault. And I think we need to remember that there are actual victims out there that, you know, deal with penetration and rape, like Bill Clinton's victim. So, you know, before you start throwing around sexual assault because someone, you know, patted you on the butt or whatever, or asked for a phone number, I think we need to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves here. Again, I'm not necessarily commenting on that one story, just commenting overall in general. But then, Roger, oh my gosh, you want to talk about bombshell? You're telling me that the D.C. Metropolitan Police are reviewing footage of this alleged sexual assault? Is that what you said?
That's my understanding now.
Okay, but real quick, I just got to pause you right there. So the D.C. Metro, wow, the D.C. Metropolitan Police are reviewing footage of Corey Lewandowski allegedly slapping Joy Villa's butt, yet nothing on Seth Rich. I can't get any footage on Seth Rich. I can't get any investigation into Seth Rich. We get nothing on Seth Rich, and we have police looking at footage of Joy Villa and Corey Lewandowski. Boy, if that doesn't show you how backwards and twisted justice is right now, I don't know what does. Sorry, Roger, this is just crazy.
Well, but in this case, Ms. Villa has filed a formal complaint with the D.C. police. Oh, and there's a huge difference between somebody smacking another person and asking for a telephone number. Yes, under the laws of the District of Columbia, that does amount to sexual battery, to sexual assault. So let's let the process carry through here. What I do object to is this idea that, for example, because Leanne Tweeden was once a Playboy model, she cannot be sexually harassed or assaulted. or that because there is a photo of Joy Villa that is somewhat sexy, that she cannot be sexually assaulted. I firmly, firmly disagree. Let's let the process take its course. But photos of her, like we're showing now, have nothing to do with what transpired. Because someone is depicted in a sexy attire does not mean that they cannot be sexually assaulted. They most definitely can.
And I'm just glad, I mean, again, you know, my opinions are my opinions. I would hope that from now on, at least, you know, when people are going to make these allegations, if you're seriously going to make these allegations, I mean, at least follow through. You know what I'm saying? If this is going to happen, at least follow through. So 30 years down the road, if someone wants to, you know, run for office or something, all of a sudden, oh, he assaulted me 30 years ago. He can't run for office now. So, I mean, at least that's one thing. I mean, if you think you're sexually assaulted, at least, you know, move forward with some charges. So at least that's one thing.
Well, and she has done that, which is the appropriate thing to do here. Look, I have been a critic of Corey Lewandowski. That is no secret. This is not the first time he's been accused of manhandling a woman inappropriately. There was an entire period in which the campaign of Donald Trump got off message because of his alleged roughing up a reporter, a woman reporter, during the campaign while at a campaign appearance here in Florida. So there's a pattern here that I find disturbing. Let's see where the process goes, Owen.
Well, and again, I think it's nuts. I saw no stories of the D.C. police looking at any camera footage the night of Seth Rich's murder. I know it's a totally different story and everything. That, to me, is just like, whoa. Okay, so who knows if they ever saw any of that footage, but apparently investigations into Seth Rich may or may not be getting a little more interest. Well, we've got just over a couple minutes left here, or just over a minute and a half left here. Roger, before you go over to the war room, what are you guys going to be covering over there today?
Well, I think we're going to be talking quite a bit about the General Flynn situation and the fact that his brother, Joseph, has made a very, I think, strong appeal for a pardon. Now is the time of year that the president can mete out mercy and has the full authority for a pardon. And I think a pardon for General Flynn would be appropriate. He has clearly been entrapped. Let's be very clear. First, they illegally surveilled him to learn everything he was doing. Then I imagine they came up with a list of questions, and then they burst into his office at 8 o'clock in the morning when he had no attorney present, and the good general spoke to them openly. They probably went through a list of questions until they found some place where he contradicted himself. To me, the whole process is phony. His confession is phony, and he's being crucified unfairly. I hope with all my heart that the president will consider a pardon for General Flynn. Like you, I was encouraged the other day when asked about this, and the president said, well, let's see. To me, that was leaving the door open.
And at least, you know, he's considering it or has thought about it. So I would completely agree. General Flynn was entrapped. He does not belong. He doesn't, you know, what's been charged against him is just made up. It's ludicrous. They made up the entire investigation. Roger Stone hops over to the war room. Be sure to catch him there. Infowars.com/show. Infowarsstore.com to support us. You stay classy, InfoWarrior.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.